This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. A celebration of Black History Month continues today with the Northwest Arkansas NAACP Founders Day celebration. Compassion Fayetteville, in partnership with the local chapter of the NAACP, has planned events throughout the month to mark the annual holiday. Patty Williams, co-leader of this year's celebration, says Black history should be discussed beyond the month of February.
In actuality, Black history should be celebrated every day of the year, should be celebrated in history classes, in art museums, intermingled with everything. But it's important to take time out, I think, and we think, to focus on, particularly in Fayetteville, making Black lives visible and relevant, and that the history of African Americans is celebrated.
Now in its fourth year, the annual observance has expanded beyond Fayetteville to include events in Bentonville and Springdale.
It just shows that when you become visible and you take stands and you celebrate history and you also acknowledge the painful parts, in this case of Black history, that there are other people beyond Fayetteville that care and want to do the same thing. So it's kind of like you drop a stone in and the ripple, you know, and it's the ripple effect. And what could be better?
The 2018 celebration includes an inaugural Black History Month parade on February 24th in Fayetteville. An entire list of the month's events can be found by searching for Compassion Fayetteville Black History Month on Facebook. More people continue to fly out of the Fort Smith and Northwest Arkansas regional airports. Enplanements for both airports in 2017 increased over the previous year. Enplanements are outbound passengers. The number for Northwest Arkansas regional increased last year for a sixth consecutive year, according to Talk Business and Politics, to the highest level yet, more than 725,000 outgoing passengers. That's up more than 3.5% over 2016. Last year, there were more than 89,500 employments out of Fort Smith Regional, an increase of 2.4% over the previous year. The recently passed federal two-year spending bill means several community health centers will continue to receive funding. There are more than 100 such community centers in Arkansas, including more than two dozen in western and northwest Arkansas. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services reports more than 70% of clinics' operating costs are covered by the federal government. Well, Shannon Spencer, CEO of Community Health Centers of Arkansas, says clinics in the state have maintained budgetary holds.
I had much anxiety because health centers have tried to migrate the effects of the funding delay by, you know, foregoing major investments. Or, you know, dipping into the reserves, I thought about just not being able to expand and the likelihood of centers having to cut services or just staff and the other actions that they were having to consider, you know, in large numbers. And those cuts could have reversed gains, but we are so excited. And in particular, Arkansas federal delegates, they recognize the significance that health centers play an important role in rural and medically underserved communities.
And she says community clinics try to financially plan to protect operations during uncertain funding times.
And what our health centers directors have been able to do, just like operating any other organization, you ensure that you plan for a potential rainy day. Some of our health center leaders, they have just maybe 1 month or 2 months in reserve just for different type of emergencies, such as a potential funding cliff that we just faced.
The federal funding had expired last fall and was, before the federal spending bill was passed, expected to be out of money by April. A legendary Arkansas radio personality is being remembered as a pioneer. Sunshine Sonny Payne hosted the radio show King Biscuit Time on KFAA in Helena, West Helena, since 1951. The show, which began in the 1940s, is believed to be the oldest daily blues show in the world and is one of the oldest operating shows in the United States. Payne had suffered a fall at his home in December, and he died Saturday. He was 92. Officials with the radio station say the longtime show will continue with new hosts, but will not be the same without Payne. The 2018 Fort Smith Marathon is over after a cold race day yesterday. The best time was turned in by David Hildebrand. He finished the course in 3 hours, 7 minutes, and 58 seconds. And the Arkansas gymnastics team is ranked as high as it has been all season. In this morning's Road to Nationals poll, Arkansas is again ranked 8th in the country after scoring its second highest score of the year Friday night in a victory over Auburn at Bud Walton Arena. This weekend, Arkansas will be in St. Louis for the Mardi Gras Invitational that also includes number 4 in the country LSU and number 20 Missouri. The next home meet is March 2nd against number 17 Arizona.